It's time for another episode of Survival Stuff with Indiana Jim. I am Indiana Jim, if you please. My name is actually James C. Jones. I live in Indiana, but Indiana Jones was taken. So for these episodes, it's going to be Indiana Jim. I am a writer. I am the founder of Live Free USA, a organization that is dedicated to teaching survival, encouraging emergency preparedness. We conduct a number of activities. We have chapters throughout the country. Our main publication is American Survivor. This is the oldest survival publication in the United States. If you join Live Free online at AmericanSurvivor.org, that's AmericanSurvivor.org, you can join for $20 and you can download each issue as it comes out online. You can also, if you're online, you can download all the back issues. I think there's 70 of them up there now. You can also have this actually snail mailed to you either way, whichever you prefer. These come out every 2 months. And I write a lot of articles for them. I also write books for Skyhorse Publishing. My first book was Advanced Survival, which is a self-reliance book. My book after that was Total Survival, which tells you 10 ways to do everything related to survival, water, food, self-defense, you name it. This is one of the more popular books that I've written. I also wrote a book called 150 Questions. It's supposed to be 150 questions for survivalists, but the publishers changed it to 150 survival secrets. But it's written in a question and answer format. Covers a lot of controversial issues, like, you know, what happens when your neighbors compounded on your door because they thought you were a nut and they didn't save anything or put away anything for emergency. What if you live in an apartment? What if you're just starting out? Just all the kind of what ifs. 150 situations and questions about, you know, what's the difference between a survivalist and a prepper? You know, all that kind of thing. So that's a good book, too. The most recent book I came out with was Ultimate Survival, the book of Ultimate Survival Gear. This was actually supposed to be called Survival Stuff. But again, the publisher decided to change it, and they're the publisher. So at any rate, but I cover 36 different categories of survival equipment and preparedness equipment here in that book. In the course of creating that book, I identified some things that I thought were the best in class. And in this series that I've been doing, we're covering the best in class. And some of my stuff, I've done two or three things at once. For instance, I've done water purifiers, knives, containers, shelters, clothes, respirators, medical equipment. And sometimes I've done two or three in one program. But some subjects deserve one program all to themselves. And this one is one of those. And this is the last one I'm doing of that series. What is the best-in-class weapons? Now, as I said before in my other episodes, I look for simplicity, reliability, versatility, and availability. All those abilities, okay, are what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the highest price. I'm not looking for the most complicated. I'm not looking for the most modern. I'm looking for what works and what you know will work and what over my over 50 years has said, yeah, this will do it. This is what you need. You can get all kinds of other stuff. There's plenty of alternatives to these things, but these are the things that I like the best. And this, when you get into weapons, which we're going to talk about today, guns specifically, it gets a little controversial. So I appreciate it if you've got a different opinion. That's fine. I'm not a gunner. I'm not a big gun collector. In fact, I had to borrow a few guns for this episode. But guns aren't the answer to everything. I've heard so-called survivalists say, well, I've got guns, so I won't have any problems, okay? So basically, you're going to have a shootout every time you run out of food. You know, it's just insanity. Guns are not you can't shoot a virus. I had people, you know, I got my gun. Well, that's great. Can you shoot a virus? No. Can you shoot a tornado? No. Can you shoot a fire? No. You can use it to protect yourself and protect your family against looters and intruders and all that kind of things. Yes, you can use it for hunting, but you can't necessarily, it's not the answer to everything, but firearms are necessary, a necessary important part of a balanced survival preparedness program. you're replacing all the services that ordinarily the society provides. So water, you know, water don't come out of the faucet, food don't come out of the supermarket anymore, all those kind of things that you prepare for. The police don't show up to protect you in an emergency. The fire department, I talked about fire in one of my books, I tell you about fire prevention and fire putting out fires. Those services aren't available. I gotta have something. That's where firearms come in place. Now, my take on what is the best single survival firearm to have, okay? And my answer to that is a shotgun. Yeah, I'm not going with Joe Biden. There's definitely plenty of reasons to have AKs and ARs and all those things to protect our liberties and our freedoms and keep the government from getting out of control, all those kind of things. But we're talking about home defense, home protection. If you're on evacuation, you have to evacuate through a hostile area, all those kind of things. A shotgun, this is not loaded, but I always like to get that trigger pulled. Point is, this is a basic shotgun. Now, it's not the best for everything, but you take this shotgun in your house, okay? You can get low power police loads for this, and you get 7 of them in this particular magazine, and they will not go through the wall and kill people on the other side like your 9mm might do or some other handgun, but they will definitely, absolutely, positively stop the intruder, okay? So it's a little unmobile moving around the house, but lots of times that's all you really need to do for the bad guy to say, you know, my little handgun, I'm getting out of here, because a shotgun is a very intimidating weapon, and frankly I'd much rather that scared him away than I have to shoot him, because then I'm gonna have to get new rugs and new carpeting, new wall, repaint the walls, all kinds of stuff after that. So point is, shotgun is a very good home defense weapon. It's a very good weapon. You got to take off with your survival pack down the street. You're not liable to get into a long range shooting operation. You're liable to encounter looters, would be people that are going to take all your stuff away. You know, criminals of various types, gangs, whatever. This is going to be what you need in that short and medium range. It doesn't have the penetration of a rifle. It doesn't have the range of a rifle, but it's got as much range as you need. Double aught buck in this thing here. This is going to put about 15.330 projectiles downrange at about 1,300 feet per second. Not as far as a rifle, but it's definitely going to clear the path. And do what you need to do. And you can go hunting with this, and you can hunt small and large game. I'll talk about all the different ammunition. It's a very versatile weapon. So you got to have one gun, and hopefully, you know, you have this one, and you maybe have a handgun. I have a handgun in my bedside drawer, which we talked about in another episode. If this is the only thing you got, and you're going to have to hit the streets with it, you're going to have to defend your home with it, you're going to have to evacuate with something in your hand, a shotgun, to me, is the best choice. I had a guy write me one time. I wrote an article, and he disputed the shotgun deal. And I said, well, why do you think a shotgun's no good? And he said, well, it's the various arguments against it. But I said, where do you live? And he said, Idaho. Well, I live in the south side of Chicago. Who knows best what you need to defend your home in a crime-ridden area? Of course, handguns are good, too. Now, that's a shotgun. This one here is an Ithaca 12 gauge, costs about $800. This is a Model 37 Defense, very good shotgun. Back when I got it, this was actually a riot gun, police riot gun. I bought this for $200 back in 1968, 69. Now they're about $800, and it's a Model 37 Defense gun. Now, you really may want to have a little shotgun with a little shorter barrel and a little shorter stock, a little more mobile. I'm going to back up a little bit here, give you a good look at this. This is a Mossberg 30 Mossberg 500 series tactical shotgun. Again, when I bought it, it was called a Mossberg camper. It was for camping. You could take out small, you know, intruders and raccoons and rattlesnakes and all kinds of things like that. It comes with no stock at all, just a hand grip, okay? Okay, now what I did is I then went to the aftermarket, and I think I bought this at Cabela's. I bought a folding stock, okay? So it's just a folding stock, and I'm not going to get into that right now and fold it or unfold it, but it's a folding stock. Stocked open here. It has a holder for various types of ammunition on the top of it. And you can see the different kinds of ammunition that are there. So you can you have all kinds. You have self-defense rounds, which are the shorter, low-velocity self-defense rounds for inside the house. You have armor-piercing. You've got flares. You've got flamethrowers. You've got all kinds of slugs for taking down deer and various other large objects like trucks and cars if you need to stop somebody. Basically, all kinds of different ammunition that is available for shotguns. And this is, like I say, this is probably what I would recommend for home defense. And then you can still go hunting. You still have double Ortbach, and you can still go hunting with this if you need to hunt for food. And you can also defend yourself nicely in all kinds of situations. So again, this is the Mossberg 500 series, really nice shotgun. Kel-Tec, which they make a really nice a nice shotgun for self-defense. It's called the Kel-Tec KSG 12 gauge twin magazine bullpup, which is a bullpup means that it's a very short. All of the mechanisms is up in the stock instead of out ahead of it, so it makes it shorter. The Kel-Tec has a double cylindrical magazine. You can see, like this shotgun, there's the magazine. Here is this cylinder. They have two, one on each side. It's shorter, much more like this, which is short, much actually shorter than this. And it's a short shotgun. I don't have one. I wasn't able to get a hold of one, so I can't show it to you. Maybe in some future episode. But the Kel-Tec KSG 12 gauge twin magazine, you could have five to six shots in each one of the magazines, depending on how long, what kind of round you're using. So you can switch from double Ortbach to self-defense, or you can switch from self-defense to armor-piercing. Versatility, great. Great thing with shotguns. So that's one I would recommend. Also, now I'm going to show you something if you really want to get serious. Okay, this particular one is the MKA 1923 12 gauge bullpup semi-automatic. They actually made this one is made in Turkey. It is now Rock Island Arsenal VRBP 12 gauge, which is pretty much the same thing. It's a little lighter, a little more streamlined. You see, bullpup is what I mean, is you see that the stock, actually the chamber and everything is way back here. So it's pretty short, pretty serious stuff to be looking at. This is a semi-automatic, which means, in other words, you don't have to pull the slide back to load. It's just going to go boom, 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 boom. It's a little faster. Magazine fed, so it actually has a magazine here. Okay, now I'm going to have a hard time getting the magazine out. I had that before with this one. There we go. A little stiff. So you can have magazines. You could have a 10-round magazine, 15-round magazine. You could have a 30-round magazine. I think it'd be a little unwieldy. But you can have different kinds of ammunition in this. So you bang, 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 or more likely boom, 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 boom. Drop the magazine out. You put another magazine in. Continue to fire. So this is more like a riot. I don't know if you really need something like this for basic home defense, but I wanted to show you that this is the kind of thing that's available. A lot of good shotguns out there, definitely highly intimidating, and will do the job of defending your house, defending your neighborhood for that matter. So anyhow, that's shotguns. And shotguns are, like I said, my best in class. I definitely would want to supplement them with handguns. But my original first survival gun that I ever had, okay, first survival gun I ever had was an AR-7, Armalite AR-7 Air Force survival rifle. It originally came like this, which is, this is a floating stock. And then the in the stock, you pretty much put, you put all the parts of the rifle, you put it in there, you closed it up. Some of you may remember that James Bond movie where James Bond was out and they were gonna assassinate somebody. And so they got this rifle. And it looked pretty much like that, okay? But it had this stock on it. And James Bond, you know, kills the bad guy. And then later on, he takes out a helicopter by shooting a guy who has a hand grenade in his hand. Pretty nice. But this thing is, with this thing, is really clunky, okay? This is, by the way, you can get this from Henry Rifle now, okay? And Henry Rifle AR-7, originally it was Armalite. It comes with an 8-round magazine, and it sells for about $300, and I highly, highly recommend them. What I did is then I took that stock off. I went to the aftermarket, and lo and behold, they had a folding stock for the AR-7, which I then bought. I applied that. So now this goes in my survival pack, with, of course, the barrel removed. And next to it, in the survival pack, takes up very little room in my survival pack, okay? You can also get extended magazines on the aftermarket that'll give you a few more rounds than this. So it's a 22 long rifle, not much for self-defense, but great for small game hunting, that kind of thing under survival situations. Originally designed for the Air Force, as I talked about, how the Air Force designed some really excellent survival equipment during the early Cold War, when they thought their pilots would be down behind enemy lines a lot. But anyhow, yeah, I would highly recommend this. This goes in my pack along with a folding collapsible survival bow. You can look that up on Google and you'll find a bunch of them. And a slingshot. So I have a slingshot, the rifle, 100 rounds of ammunition, just a little box, 22 long rifle, and that's my three-part self-defense part of my backpack. Doesn't take up much room, doesn't weigh a lot either. Now, one of my other choices is sub-rifles. Now, sub-rifles is a class of weapons where the rifle, it's a rifle-like weapon, but it fires a handgun round, like 9mm, 40 caliber Smith & Wesson. Usually those are the two most popular. So you've got a rifle that's using the same ammunition as your sidearm and uses usually the same magazines as your sidearm, or maybe a little longer magazines, but the same magazines fits in. So, you know, it's pretty compatible. Again, doesn't have the same penetration as a AR or a AK, but it definitely has a lot more power than your handgun and a lot more accuracy because it's basically a rifle. The longer barrel squeezes more speed out of that handgun ammunition. So you've got a nice compatible system. If you're not going to go to war and you just want something to defend yourself with, maybe take down small game, you know, that kind of thing. You want a survival weapon, then it's a little lighter. This one, this is really Kel-Tec's Sub 2000, okay? And as you can see how compact that is, it actually fits really nicely in one of these small backpacks along with extra ammunition. I really like this weapon. It costs about $600. It comes in 9mm or 40 caliber, although usually 9mm is the easiest one to find. So it's a really nice weapon, and it deploys. The nice thing about it is that's all there is to putting it together. You don't have, like my AR-7, I have to screw on the barrel and, you know, extend the stock and all that. This here, you just zip it, it's ready to go. It just folds out, and boom, it's ready to go. It has fully adjustable front and rear sights, so you can get do some fairly accurate shooting. A little bit of adjustment available in the stock as well. It fires a 9mm. That means it has something this big firing a 9mm. Not going to be much of a recoil. So take one like this and let's see if I can get a magazine out here to show you. And what did I do? I zipped up the magazine compartment. Yeah, okay, here we go. So you can get a 10 or a 15 or even a 30 round magazine. Even a 30 round magazine is really not too big for a weapon like this. You can actually tuck this under your arm and actually fire from the hip if you have to in an emergency situation. It's also got the Picatinny rails on both the top and bottom, so you can put lights on here or green or red lasers on the upper or lower part of the weapon. They also make one, it's called the, I'm thinking it's the SUB, what is it, SUB CQ or CQG or something like that. I forget exactly what they call it. CQB. This would be a Kel-Tec SUB 2000 CQB, which has a built-in sound suppressor in this barrel. In other words, it's got baffles all through the barrel so that it's very quiet. It's bulkier though. Okay, so I sort of like this one for survival. I mean, this is a really nice example. There are other sub rifles out there. Sometimes they're called carbines, but basically what we're talking about is a rifle like weapon that fires handgun ammunition. And you can switch like this one here, for instance. The magazine that I just put in is basically a Glock magazine. So this is extended Glock magazine. There's also usually Berettas and Smith & Wesson are usually also magazines that are compatible with this collapsible sub-rifle. Pretty clever. And actually, by lifting the trigger guard, you can fold it back up, put it back in your pack. Unobtrusive, people don't even know you're carrying a rifle. So anyhow, that's my take. Shotguns are my best in class, but there are other alternatives. Like I said, there's the sub-rifle and the AR-7, which is your basic survival rifle to put in your pack for an emergency. So we'll talk about other weapons at another time. Again, go to AmericanSurvivor.org. Check out all of the articles that are there. Check out my books at Skyhorse Publishing. And for now, till next time, this is Indiana Jim for Life and Freedom, signing off.